Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you?
Hello, Kathy. I'm very good. I'm in Johannesburg today, so I'm bearing up.
Okay, well, it was very nice to hear from you. Daniel, what did you think of the budget?
Well, look, I think there were some important positives from this budget, and we shouldn't underestimate a sentiment shift, at least from Tito Mboweni, on this issue of how we should go forward, in particular cutting state expenditure. And I think finally the penny has dropped. One might say the rand has dropped, but the penny has dropped, that government really has to now cut its cloth. It cannot continue in the way it has been doing business for the last 10 years or so, and it has to simply cut back. And we've seen at least, I think, the first salvos in what could be quite a tough and robust battle on this issue of cutbacks in state expenditure, particularly at the hands now of the salary bill. And I think there will be a battle around this issue. But that's an important change. We hadn't seen a commitment from government to tackle what is a politically hot issue around the civil servants' wage bill. And for that, I think that's the most important issue coming out of this budget, obviously along with a positive view on holding back on tax increases. And of course, there's some other important issues as well.
It's quite interesting that the Rand actually gained after the budget. That hasn't happened in a long time.
No, unfortunately, the Rand had been buffeted, of course, by the issues relating to the coronavirus and a risk.
Is that why it gained? It had nothing to do with the budget.
The Rand couldn't cope yesterday with the variety of inputs coming, the budget and, of course, the coronavirus. And had we not had a coronavirus issue, we would have seen the Rand strengthen quite a bit. But in the end, issues relating to a lack of confidence in developing markets, a return to safety in the US dollar, that really trumped the slightly more business-friendly budget that we had yesterday.
Daniel, I personally just feel we skipped a huge bullet yesterday. I was expecting VAT increases and personal income tax increases, and it was quite amazing to see that that seemed to have been, you know, there's an understanding that 6 million people are the tax base in South Africa. But what I did hear yesterday was a declaration of war by the trade unions.
Look, firstly on your point, I think we did see the sort of second important part of an ideological shift, in that you just can't keep on taxing and milking a relatively small amount of people. And I think the understanding that that sort of Laffer curve that we talk about in economics, you can raise taxes, but it doesn't mean to say that you're actually going to get the revenue in. And we've seen how we've underperformed to the tune of about 60 billion rand in undercollection in revenue. So I think that was apparent. But yes, at some point or other, government has to tackle the political bottlenecks that are in the system. And for the first time yesterday, we did see this issue of the state wage bill and the role that the unions are going to have to play in this whole debate come to the fore. I think that does herald the potential battle lines to be drawn between COSATU and government, but it's probably a necessary step in attempting to reboot South Africa.
I thought it was really brave, because at the end of the day, that was the ANC taking on the ANC's constituency.
Yes, it was. And look, we've seen a lot of that over the course of the last few years. The ANC has become deeply divided on just about every single ideological issue that matters. The perilous state of the economy adds to the tensions, the more broader tensions within the alliance as well. And as the economy deteriorates, as it's done, and as we look for different solutions, so of course there's a clash. There's a clash of ideology, a clash of pragmatisms within the ANC, and I think we're starting to see that. I've always said that the ANC is going to be an extremely tense organization, not just about personalities and leadership, but over just how it deals with the economic crisis that we're in. And I think the battle lines are being drawn. We'll see on this issue as to whether COSATU decide to take the battle to Minister Mboweni. But I think the danger is, of course, that whilst there's a headline, 160 billion rand cut in the wage bill, the question is, will government capitulate? President Ramaphosa has to stand firm and back up his finance minister. And in the intricacies of the backrooms of ANC politics, that in itself is going to be a test, not just of Mboweni, but of Ramaphosa's resolve as well.
And that's where we're going to leave it, Daniel. So thank you so much for your insights. Really valuable. Thank you for the input 2 days ago and today.
And if you're in Johannesburg, darn it, can we please just give you a cup of coffee?
I'm always a cheap date. I'll be happy to have a cup of coffee.
All right. Thank you, Daniel Silk. That's Daniel Silk. He's a political analyst. What a smart guy. It's lovely to speak to him.